Sarah Creech turned to farming when her first career fell apart. She has a master's degree in nursing, 16 years of experience, and served as a surgery nurse in the Air Force during the Iraq War. Like as many as 1 in 5 recent vets, Creech came home with PTSD. She said when she tried to return to nursing, her depression and anxiety became so severe, she felt like she was dangerous to her patients.
My sister one day was like, "What are you going to do with your life?" And I told her I had no idea. I said, "I just want to buy a farm and move out to the middle of nowhere and just get away from everything."
The 2014 Farm Bill is helping Creech and thousands of veterans like her do just that. The legislation names veterans as a distinct class of beginning farmer within the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That means veterans are eligible for low-interest rate loans to buy animals and equipment, they can apply for grants to build onto their farm, and they can receive extra payments to implement conservation practices on their land.
More than anything, it's just an acknowledgement.
Michael O'Gorman is the founder of the Farmer Veteran Coalition, a nonprofit organization that helps veterans start careers in agriculture. The Farm Bill could make that task easier. Veterans are not only getting access to the USDA's support for beginning farmers, it requires the department to give their applications priority preference ahead of non-veterans and minority farmers. O'Gorman said it's payment for the time veterans took away from their own goals to serve.
You know, the veterans don't want a handout, but it'd be nice to go to the front of a few lines, because even if one did come home unharmed, many of them didn't, they still took years out of a normal development of a career.
The Farm Bill also sets aside close to $1 million for programs that train veterans to become farmers. It's a tiny part of the $500 billion bill, but it's meant as a first step.
It's an absolute natural fit.
Karis Gutter is the USDA's first military veterans agriculture liaison. The legislation created his position to connect veterans and the nonprofits serving them with the USDA's resources. The USDA hopes these programs are a wise investment. About 2.5 million veterans have returned home from Iraq and Afghanistan, and nearly half of them come from rural counties. A department report from 2013 showed that they have more education and technical training than their non-veteran peers. They also bring unique skills from their military experience.
Many of our men and women who've served the country come from rural America and get training to work with their hands and have a natural instinct for entrepreneurship.
Sarah Creech is proof of that sentiment. 3 years ago, she quit her job as a nurse and used her savings account and support from her family to buy a foreclosed farmhouse sitting on 43 acres of land in rural Indiana.
A lot of people call chickens the gateway animal.
She started out planting an orchard of fruit trees, apples, peaches, cherries, and pears. She added berry bushes and rows of vegetables. And then she bought her first chickens.
Once you have a chicken on a farm, then you end up getting sheep on the farm, and then you end up getting horses, and it just explodes from there.
This year, her Blue Yonder organic farm received $21,000 from the USDA because of her veteran status. She's using the money to improve the quality of her soil and build a hoop house, which will extend her growing season and should increase profits. But that's not her priority. In many ways, she said the work pays for itself.
I am getting out of bed every day, and I am doing my chores every day, and I'm taking care of animals every day. Like, people are relying on me. I don't know where my life is going to take me, but I feel like I'm on the right path.
And she wants to help other veterans find their path, too. Creech hosts veterans groups at Blue Yonder for week-long workshops to give them a taste of life on the farm. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.